With SRN News, I'm John Scott. On the floor of the House of Representatives as he began the fourth hour of his filibuster against President Trump's big, beautiful bill, Democratic Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries indicated he still had more to say.
I did want to take a little time at this moment to enter into the record some of the statements that have been made, Mr. Speaker, by our Republican colleagues.
House Republicans are ready to vote on the measure today, with House Speaker Mike Johnson confident of the votes needed for passage. Majority Leader Steve Scalise says Democrats are misleading the public about the tax and spending bill.
Question, why does the other side keep hiding behind billionaires? Is their excuse to vote no? Because they made a decision, Mr. Speaker, early off, they don't want to give people back their money.
Majority Leader Steve Scalise. The Labor Department reporting employers added 147,000 jobs in June. The unemployment rate ticked down to 4.1% from 4.2% back in May. The Supreme Court has agreed to examine a case on transgender students' participation in school sports.
The justices say they'll review lower court rulings in favor of transgender athletes in Idaho and West Virginia. The issue has sparked a nationwide debate as legislative and legal battles are launched. More than two dozen states have enacted laws restricting males who are living as females from participating in certain sports. Some of these laws have been blocked in court. Rich Thomason, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow had 335 points, the Nasdaq adding 223. This is SRN News. Russia is persecuting people of faith.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom says ever since the invasion of Ukraine, Russian forces have been carrying out a campaign of intimidation and harassment against clergymen and congregations in the annexed territories. The commission says Russia has jailed and tortured a number of religious leaders and closed down many churches. Protestant, Catholic, and Orthodox Church of Ukraine pastors and laymen have been targeted. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As automakers begin to phase out AM radio, a diverse coalition of stakeholders linked with conservative talk shows, foreign language stations, and Christian broadcasters is fighting back. They're advocating to salvage AM radio's spot on the nation's dashboards. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act is the latest iteration of a bill that would require U.S. automakers to include AM receivers in new vehicles for the next 10 years. This is SRN News. Here's the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
A better-than-expected employment report for June. The government says employers grew their payrolls by 147,000 jobs. Analysts predicted the addition of 117,000, a figure below the 139,000 jobs added in May. The unemployment rate ticked down to 4.1% in June from 4.2% in May. Unemployment applications dropped to 233,000 last week as layoffs remain low. Tesla's stock has been gaining ground after the electric vehicle maker reported delivering nearly 374,000 of its Model 3 and Model Y automobiles last quarter. That was better than analysts were expecting, although the electric vehicle maker's overall sales tumbled 13% from a year earlier. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.